Senator Josh Hawley, Washington Post. Printing outright lies from Antifa about protest at his home. By Christina Wong on January 5, 2021. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, on Tuesday morning slammed the Washington Post for printing outright lies from the Antifa group, a day after Antifa activists came to his suburban home in Virginia. He tweeted, "At Washington Post this morning printing outright lies from the Antifa group who now describe themselves as sweet angels. BS. You screamed through bullhorns, shouted down my wife when she asked you to leave, vandalized property, pounded on our door, and terrorized neighbors. And, didn't have the guts to do it in daylight. But only under cover of darkness so you could hide. You're scum. And we won't be intimidated." As reported earlier by Breitbart News, a group of activists with Shutdown DC went to Hawley's home Monday evening while his wife and newborn child were home alone, shouting over bullhorns, and demanding Hawley drop his objection to the Electoral College vote on January 6. The group live-streamed their protest at Hawley's home. At one point, a neighbor can be seen walking up to the group and asking, "Why are you disturbing our neighborhood and scaring our kids?" Another man is seen walking up and pulling the neighbor away. Hawley had tweeted Monday evening, "Tonight while I was in Missouri, Antifa scumbags came to our place in D.C. and threatened my wife and newborn daughter, who can't travel. They screamed threats, vandalized, and tried to pound open our door. Let me be clear, my family and I will not be intimidated by left-wing violence." The Washington Post interviewed Shutdown D.C. organizers, including ones who described the protest as a peaceful vigil and a pretty tame and peaceful visit to his house. "This was not threatening behavior," said Patrick Young, a Shutdown organizer, told the Post. "This is people engaging in democracy and engaging in civil discourse. This was a pretty tame and peaceful visit to his house." Young also told the Post he proudly identifies as an anti-fascist, also known as Antifa. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.